even know it. But I
Log Talk Radio.
I told you what?
Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live here on Facebook and we are live on Blog Talk Radio Station. We are Oracle Divination Network. Thank you so much for joining us today. And it's good to be back to listen to some of my viewers out there. And I'm Network, and I'm your host. I'm your illustrious host. And we're going to be talking about the topic of a priestess and priestly discussion about Gail King's interview with Lisa Leslie. We're going to be talking about, was it tasteful for her to bring up Kobe Bryant's alleged case, and was she acting in good taste, or was she being devilish in her efforts to destroy Kobe on the account that she might receive recipient funding for demolishing his name? And once again, I want you to give me those two thumbs up, go down and subscribe to my channel. And if you're out there and you would like to participate in our discussion, you can do so on our radio station here at Blog Talk Radio Station. And actually, you can call in, and that call-in number for the call-in is 760-539-3247. Once again, 760-539-3247. And you can call in, and you can be interviewed on the line. That's right, and we can bring you right in to the host line so that you can comment and give your two cents. And I do want to encourage the priest out there and those priestesses to give us your opinion. Call in and tell us what you think about whether or not Gail King was in good taste for asking the questions that she asked Lisa. Now, let's kind of go over the actual background and lay some foundation. How are you doing, Mafombi? How are you? Thank you for watching. And Imari Mulling, how are you? Thank you for watching. These are my Facebook favorites. They do follow me. And tell someone that Omi's on and let them know that they can call in radio show. And that number is 760-539-3247. Go ahead and call in, and we will put you in on the line. Now, what we're going to be doing is laying the foundation. Now, we all know that Gail King has been doing interviewing work, and that is her profession. She is a journalist, and we know that she's held in high esteem. And currently, what I'm finding out is that there are plenty of people dust to get more people angry at her. The main thing is Snoop Doggy Dogg has issued some warnings to her, and Oprah says she's very upset. Now, what I would like to say is this. We cannot be agents for the government. We have to be agents of change. And I want to speak to Jennifer. And hello, Tony. Thank you so much for joining us. And do take a seat. And also, that and voice your opinion and speak out. You can dial that number at 760-539-3247. And if I act like I'm looking down, I have a little bifocal in my glasses here, so I am looking up and down trying to find you. And once again, this is your illustrious host on Blog Talk, and Blog Talk show has allowed us to be on the show here now for more than 10 years. So we are not new to the show, and we are old favorites. And for some of my old favorites that are out there, those members who have signed up with me and been with me for 10 years, please do call in if you're available. This is going to be a heated discussion, and I know we're going to have people that want to voice their opinion. And you can do so here on this line. We are advertising on Facebook Live. Hello, Philip Duffy. How are you? And we are encouraging people to be a part of our discussion. As well as for Blog Talk and also for Shoe Talk. So you can find me out on any of those particular channels on any given day. But today I happen to be on Facebook Live, and I'm glad to be with my Facebook Live friends, Mafumbi, Amari, Tony, Philip. Thank you so much for joining me and being a part of the show. Do take those digits down. First of all, I want you to go down and subscribe. If you have not subscribed to my channel on Facebook, subscribe and be a subscriber, not just somebody who's viewed my show. I'm not looking for another friend. I'm looking for a follower. Follow me on my stations and support me that way. I don't ask you for any money or donate any of your filthy lucre. I just ask you to participate and be a part of what I'm doing. And let's go to commercial now. Hold tight. We're going to commercial, Facebook. So whenever you want to pop back up, that will be great. We do want to say that we have a little... Hold on. I'm going to make sure that I get you guys locked in here. Real tight and stuff. She had, and there's some people that are asking her. There's some people that are asking her to stop it, and they're saying that it's not a good idea for. Just bear with me for 1 minute here. Sometimes when we're doing a lot. It appears to be that we're doing a lot, and I want to get all my ducks in order here and make sure that everybody can be heard as well as be seen. Now, if you want to be seen, and you can come right on Facebook, and I can see your little mugshot there, and if you'd like to speak, you can come on to Blog Talk Radio Station, and once again, I'll give all those digits so that those who are listening can come forward and they can speak. Now let's get into the topic. Now we know that Gail King is a journalist and she has been reporting on a topic, and she was sort of contracted to go out and to interview Lisa Leslie. And unfortunately, she asked some very, very detailed questions of Lisa concerning Kobe Bryant. We know Kobe Bryant it was previously a basketball star. He's bigger than life, and he is an archive person that we have archived, and he's one of our heroes now. And we don't want people trying to character assassinate him after his death. If you're going to give the man flowers, give him flowers prior to his death. Talk about the good things he's done. Don't go and take alleged cases that were never proved, that were dropped, and then have conversation about it. How are you doing, Neil? Thank you so much for joining us. And I do thank my Facebook friends, and I wish you would write something up on the wall or even come in and join me here. Has allotted a number of us the opportunity to be on a station, and we are Oracle Divination Network. We've been around now here for 10 years. We used to be Care to Read, and that was a very, very prominent show. I have a consistent about 100 followers that consistently follow me on Blog Talk, but on my Spreaker, I have about 1.5 million people that are following me, and that is a show that focuses in on organic lifestyles, going back to the grassroots. So you can tune into that show and find out what I'm doing there. And also, we're all around. I am a radio show host, and I work the board, and I'm trying to work the board now as we speak. Now, once again, with Gail King being Oprah's best friend, you know Oprah's going to be concerned about her best friend's emotional, physical state. And from what I gather from Oprah, she has said that Gail King is very disturbed because threats have been made on her life. Now, she has receipts, and everybody's asking for those receipts. Do you have those receipts to confirm that your life has been threatened? If not, you might not be able to advertise that if you don't have documentation. So what I'd like to say is that naturally you would be concerned about your friend, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be. Now, if Gail King is upset on the account that someone threatened her life, she should be. And that's something we can't take lightly. We have to take it seriously. And I understand Snoop Doggy Dogg has made some statements to her. You can go back and listen to the recording. I won't try to regurgitate what he said, but what he said was rather threatening. Now, if Gail King has made a mistake in her interview, and that's what she probably did, she started in on Lisa talking about Kobe Bryant and his character, and then bringing up the case that was dropped. There was an alleged rape because of the young lady who was the victim. Her friends were going to testify against her about the rape. So the charges were dropped, and Kobe was acquitted from those charges. Why are we still attaching those charges on Kobe? You don't go inciting a riot on someone who walked away from a case and was found innocent. You cannot interview somebody on the basis that Kobe Bryant is guilty of that alleged rape case, which he was found innocent and he was exonerated. So, first of all, Gail King was wrong for even bringing up the discussion about his prior charges. Okay? Now, she wanted to know something about Kobe Bryant, it would be fine for her to get a character reference from Lisa about how police didn't know Kobe Bryant well, and to insinuate that did she know the real Kobe Bryant? Is there another person hiding that she's supposed to peel the layers off to find out who Kobe Bryant really was? Because if that's the case, we don't know Gayle King very well, and she could be an agent, okay? Now, why isn't anyone picking your brain, asking you if you're an agent? You don't have the right to character assassinate Kobe Bryant in the midst of all of his fans and followers. And what you did was further to character assassinate Kobe Bryant. I don't know who put you up to it. I don't know who told you which lines of questions to ask, so that you could damage and you were damaging his name based on the fact that you were telling Lisa that she could not possibly have known Kobe because there's the other side of him. Now, to insinuate that was wrong, and to go on about his personal case was also wrong. She went at this interview the wrong way. She didn't use her skills. And she knows very well that there is a process for soothing and moving into these questions, and there is a protocol which she failed to follow. She's got a lot of people angry at her, and that's very well so. And crying and boo-hooing is not going to stop the problem. Because Oprah may be bigger than life, and now Gayle King, I understand, is pulling in the bucks as well. She's a millionaire now. Is it because she did these interviews? Is it because she was able to do what the man couldn't do, and he sent her out to be his woman in drag to carry on this character assassination against Kobe Bryant? If so, she was dead wrong. She was dead wrong, and she deserves to have chastisement. This is what the Black community is supposed to do when somebody's out of line. They bring them into elders, and that's why we're having this council of priestly men and women. And if you're out there, priestly men and women, why don't you call in and get to deal with any of our people, not just Gayle King and Oprah, but anybody who gets out of line that affects our heroes and sheroes. We must bring them before a council of elders, and we must question them, and we must tell them what we are going to do. Not just make threats. We must tell them, if you are in the council of elders because you're Black, we're going to deal with you in the Black community or the Asiatic community, and we're not just going to let it fluff off as if you did the right thing when you're working for us. Now, small amount of money, and we think we're getting rich and moving in to those double digits, and we go out and character assassinate someone in bad taste. Now, what Gayle King did was in bad taste. If she was going to interview her, she should have been more professional and more elegant in the way she delivered her question and answer. But she got Lisa even hot under the collar about the question she was asking. Made her uncomfortable, let alone the general population that they wanted to issue her a warning. Now, Snoop Doggy Dogg not only issued a warning, he did issue a threat. And see, we don't know if people are going to make good on their threats or not. So if you think he can possibly make good on his threat, then Gayle King, you should be showing some papers and receipts and documenting everything, because you don't want to be character assassinate yourself. But you must understand that Gayle King started this argument, and she started the antagonistic process, and she opened up the door for it. But that's my friend. You know, now she's upset. She's crying. Let's go to the phone line. If you're out there on the phone line, I want to give you the number to call in at 760-539-3247. You are now able to call in. We are going to go to commercial, and we will see you back at the Old Corral. our Facebook friends join. Let's do a roll call with Facebook friends here. Let's see who's in the room, who's all in the house. All righty, Mari's in the house. Mafubi, Tony, Amari, Philip, Wednesday, Gary Williams. Who else is there? Ty, Midget. Else is in the house. Oh, so much for joining us this evening. And Roni's in the house. Hello, Roni. How are you? I'm glad you can join us. And do come in to our session at Lester's Host at All for Human Nature Network. Our number is 760-59-3667. And you are welcome to come in. Now, we are going to ask that you come in quietly, and we will pick up your phone call. If you're on the line, you will get a greeting, and you will get a chime, and you'll be told to wait in line and given a number of which number you are. We love to have callers call in so we can hear your voice and give you a chance to voice your opinion. We're talking about Gail King here. Okay, we're talking about Gail King. And whether or not her interview was tasteful or untasteful. And we're talking about, should people be retaliating against Gail King? There's a process, people. Now, let's face it. No one wants to be threatened, and no one wants to have indictments thrown against them. So it's very vital to one of the council circles or the priestly circles, so they can be examined by priestly men and women and by elders, because we are going to have to start doing things the proper way and doing things the way that they should be done. We should have long had a council of elders in place, and we should have long been able to bring in any violator that is an African American and have them before a priestly group. So we can do this thing fairly, sort of like the old-fashioned way that we used to do things, but certainly not throwing fiery darts at them and threatening them, because that can be, somebody could catch a case doing that, and you definitely don't want to catch a case over this serious matter of one or character assassinating someone, because truly, the way she conducted that interview, her boss should have chastised her and said, "I'm sorry, but you are making innuendos and you are basically character assassinating a man." they're reconnecting me now back to the live show. And I want to thank you so much for assisting me, Blog Talk. And Blog Talk is there assisting us and connecting us back into a live show. Okay, we're back in here now. All right, now, Blog Talk people, let's get to kicking it up. That number again, once again, is 760-539-3247. You can call in at any time. I've said a mouthful, Tiffany. And if any of you want to call in and to comment on some of the things that I've said, I would invite you to do so. This is an open line here. I am your broadcaster. I'm Omi Inca 7 here on Oracle Divination Network. We are a paranormal group. We invest in paranormal as well as the black news. So we are in good taste because there are a number of people out there like our sisters out there, Fly Nubian Queen, who have been on the scene and on top of things. And we applaud you, Fly Nubian, for being a part of getting out the news. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to come and be a part of our discussion. And we want Facebook people, Elder, you can call in at 760-539-3247. You can call in with your opinion. Greg, you can call in as well. And Tiffany, Jeffrey, Elma, you can call in and voice your opinion. Who else do we have in here? Michael. Okay. My goodness, see here. Winston. Midget. Tony. Amari. Marfumbi. Who else do we have here? Okay, Jerry, you can call in. Tiffany. Greg. Elder. Jeffrey. You can call in at our station about this interview. What do you think of it? Our number is 760-539-3247, and you're invited to call in to give us your opinion. Now, we're going to go to commercial and get people here involved, so hold tight. Thank you so much for joining us, Greg Childs and Elder R.E. Scrogan, Jeffrey Simmons, Simpson. Thank you for joining us. Elma, thank you for joining us. Michael Evans, Greg Childs. Okay, Terencio, Dodd. Douglas, thank you for joining us. Ronnie McGee, thank you for joining us. Winston Prince, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about the position of those news broadcasters and those journalists who actually take assignments for interviews? Now, do you feel that they're paid too much money? And do they go for the jugular vein because they are trying to get blood out of a person? Do you think that too much is going into distorting a person, getting them to become character assassinated? Do you think Gayle King was right for what she did? And could she have handled herself a different manner? And should our council of elders be lined up and ready to go when there's somebody in the community that's out of order, needs chastisement? And Gayle definitely needs chastisement. Maybe she doesn't need any death threats. Now, let's hold off on those death threats. And if she is receiving it, I'm sure she's collecting all the receipts. So let's not send this woman any more death threats because she just has some explaining to do. I think if you get her over the council, maybe she will. Maybe she'll tell us why she went at the juggler and why she started to bring down the characteristic of Kobe's legend and legacy. Why? Does anybody know why? Can anyone tell me why? And is there anyone out there that would like to voice their opinion and helping to give me some answers? Let's go, Michelle. Now for your Facebook friends, once again, you can go ahead and call in. You are invited here into the Blog Talk Radio Station, and we'd like for you to give your opinion because you're sitting here like a disconnected person. Now, Winston, I see that you're talking and 12 others are watching the future. And if you'd like to call in that number, the brother that's up there, his name is Trey. You can speak. Elma, Tarikio, and Greg, you can speak. Our number is 760-539-3247. You can call in on our broadcast, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio Station, Oracle Divination Network. And once again, we're talking about Oprah reporting that her friend Gail King was upset and at arms about the way that the people responded to her for talking against Kobe and bringing up his rape charge when he was not convicted. He was not convicted at all. So therefore, using alleged information that was he was acquitted for. And once you're acquitted for something, you cannot be charged for that same thing a second time, especially not in the media, the way Gail King attempted to do it. she attempted to try him in the media and bring him back up on charges and to address his case in the open public with Lisa. And Lisa, feeling some kind of way, did not want to respond to those questions. She knew that they were in poor choice. So she evaded from answering certain questions. Now, should Gayle King be chastised in the presence of the 100 elders or the tribal group of priestly men and women? Yes, this is a good time to start our process for bringing our people who have damaged their character in the presence of the 13 elders of our priestly men and women. Now, I invite you, priestly men and women, to come on to the show today. You might not be listening now, you might be at work, but I still invite you to take down that number of 760-539-3247 and call us and tell us about your priestly decision of how Mrs. Gayle King should be chastening. Tell us what is a better way than having threats go to her phone calls and having threats come to her home. How can we alleviate doing this to Mrs. Gayle King and get to the heart of the matter? Because we don't want to play tit for tat, and we don't want this detrimental person that is using sticks and stones to break someone's bone. We want to use. Oprah should be sent a message. And in sending Oprah a message, she can sit down with her friend and take good counsel with her. And Oprah, you being the mommy and the mother type and working with other women who had their downfalls, then go to Gail and say, Gail, I need to speak to you in private. Now, those are our people. The black people are our people. No matter how we look at it, no matter how much ducats we make from being out here on the white man's news, and still black. And at the end of the day, we have to go home to the black communities, at least some of us do. And if you choose not to go home and you go to the suburbs, then you can escape that. But in the general public eye, you're still seen as black, and you have to represent at one time or another. So being as is may and having to represent, I believe you have been on a rampage in stagnating our black people and cutting them off at the hips and doing the bidding of the master. Now it's time for you to cool out. Cool out. The people are on to you, Gayle King. They know exactly what you're doing, and they're on to you, and they're going to make you a moving target, and they know exactly who you are. It cannot be hidden. So if you're going to be that visible, you need to wear a shield and some protection. Therefore, you have to have an actual procedure in which you are doing your interviews and don't stray away from them. And you have to have methodology for how you're going to attack these very, very critical interviews. You just can't go running up, stabbing the man in the chest or the woman in the chest with your question, thinking that they're not going to be offended when you are asking questions that are not pertinent. And you're asking questions that literally can make the people change now. As far as him being a legacy, now they have dumped him over in the grave. You destroy that person's character, whatever reason is for, it's got to be addressed, because we have got to know that we speak with one voice and we don't tear down each other's integrity. And when a black person sees you doing that, they're coming after you, Gail. They're coming after you, Oprah. And especially if they know you've been paid money to do this. And there's a lot of things that money cannot make us do. And this should be one of them. Act as an agent to destroy the legacy of a person who is a great man. And we are going to have to get ourselves together. We're not going to shoot them down. We're not going to send no warnings to them. And we're not going to even attempt to threaten them. We're going to bring them into a council of elders and have our elders speak to them. And the elders are going to know the right questions to ask, and they're going to know if they're agents or not. But we got too many agents running around here trying to destroy the character of black men and women, especially our men. We've had men go out of the church, but now looking down upon our men because they're saying that they're the new bald eagle. You want to take the black man off the list as the new bald eagle and put him in his proper place. But we certainly want to make sure that everyone is hearing this radio show and that they are understanding Gail King's position. Was she right or was she wrong in attempting to interview someone in that manner? Did she go at the jugular vein too quick? She was going to be in there and out and hopefully get a for words, wanting to know how Lisa feels about Bryant. And Bryant, Kobe Bryant, doesn't have to reveal his true self to anyone. And we have to understand that we have to stand together as a people. This is Black History Month, y'all. And if we never stood together before, this should be a time that we stand together and speak with one voice. And why are we so quick to tear down our brothers and sisters with our own hands? This is Kobe's house. And a man who's built the house should be able to serve a higher force. And I'm sure he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that means Kobe wants to be served. He is a Lord. He is a great statue that we must have hanged up on a pedestal, and we now look at as a deity that we worship. Whether or not he's an ancestor now, and we have to acknowledge him, but we can't go let anybody put shame upon his name so that we could turn away from him. We can't let our own people be used to come and character assassinate him. What about Gail? How many skeletons does she have in her closet? Who's going to come for her? Will Oprah come and interview her and come for her? She never knows. So whatever you dish out, what goes around comes around. So maybe her very life history may be told by someone that doesn't know her, and they may have character assassinate her. But it's very important that we don't let women like Gail King or Oprah and say that it's okay for them to character assassinate one of our heroes. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. And I suggest that Gail King get those receipts together and present them and let somebody of authority know that she was character assassinated and have the receipts to substantiate it. But we cannot go on letting people walk into our lives to destroy us. We can't. We just can't. Hold tight. People that are here in the Blog Talk Room, I'd like to say that you can call in on our radio station. We are live here at 670-539-3247. Go ahead and call in. You can make that phone call. And while you're at it, give me those two thumbs up and tell somebody that only Lisa 7 is on air and invite them to come in. So also invite them to become a follower. And a subscriber. You can subscribe to me on Newsday, Tupac, as well as on Speaker. We are broadcasting here. Follow us. We are the leader in our game. We talk about the Hero Program, our Hero Program. Been so gracious to carry our show, and we started out as Care to Read. We evaluated books and talked to authors, and we've gone on to talk to paranormal people who actually function in a paranormal world. Everyone knows that I study Yoruba, Ifa faith, and I study the paranormal in the Voodoom as well, so that we can get a better understanding. All we have to do is believe in ourselves and believe in our higher force and be able to bow down to something greater than ourselves. I'm not teaching anyone to be religiosity. I'm telling people to believe in yourself and to find the God within you called Ori and bow down to that God and make sure you collaborate with that God on one accord. And it's very detrimental that you have somebody in your life that's greater than yourself that you can bow down to. Create yourself a prayer room and go to that prayer room frequently so that you can be able to meditate and call upon the name of God that resides within you. You are the living epistle. You're the temple. You don't have to go to a brick and mortar building. You are the temple, and God resides in your Ori right inside of you. So it's very vital that we stay spiritual. And we try to become accustomed with all the religions and the faith. We acknowledge all of the prophets and we believe in all the prophets and we acknowledge them. We respect everyone's religion and we take a little bit from all the denominations of religion. And we believe in Buddha because we are a Bodhisattva. We're out there trying to solicit the straight and narrow, the middle road path for people who don't know which way to go. And we are also Islamic because we are one who submits to Allah, and we are crystallizing Christ because we are solidified in Christ. We are also traditional African faith because we are one who believe in the ancestors. And I'm saying to you, okay, we are one who believe in the ancestors. And we do acknowledge them, and we ask them to make our way plain and clear. And right now I'm asking that the ancestor will make our Black African indigenous bodies centered and centered in something. And to not to tear down our dear sister Gail, but to go and get her wayward ways and show her her discontentment and show her how she erred. And give her a chance to get back in the right standing again. But maybe this time she will acknowledge us. She won't snub her nose up and act as if we're not there. She'll acknowledge us and thank us for saving her from herself. And it's very vital that we do the right thing. We don't want to go and assassinate her and put threats on her and threaten her life. Because that is when the law has to come in. And we don't want to have to bring the law in this thing. That's what happens to Black folks. They fight amongst themselves. Then they go and get the law and ask them to decipher what is right and wrong. No, That's not how Africans do things. When something is wrong, we go before the council of the elders and the priestly men and women and ask them to set things straight. And that's what we're going to have to do in a situation like this. Have us involved with quarreling on the airways, fighting on the airways. I don't want to be at the butt of everybody's joke where everyone's going after her. For the benefit of the people, we are going to have you come out front and apologize for your wicked ways. Because when you confess your sin and all your unrighteous ways, God is faithful and just to cleanse you of all your unrighteousness. And I'm pleading with Gail King at this moment that she may confess her sin openly of what she did and ask for an apology and ask to get into right standing. And she can start again. And this time, she can get in the fold to address the issues of Black people and not to further character assassinate them, because she's going to be in for a rude awakening. People are going to fight back now. But we do need that council of elders, and we do need those priestly men and women to reside over our council. We have too many out-of-the-way people who are doing damage to themselves and to our indigenous first world people. And we're not niggers anymore, and we're not Black anymore. We're first world indigenous people, and we certainly got to start acting like that. Maybe Aboriginals, indigenous people would give her a better understanding of who she is, and then she wouldn't be so quick to try to find herself. And you cannot find it being on probation to become white. And if she is on probation to be white, we're going to ask her to get off that probation. She cannot go anywhere being a Black woman in a white world. And I don't care how much money she has, it'll temporarily go away from her. And she will lose sight of who her real Black people are. And Gail, you're going to have to quit trying to take on assignments that want to further indict your people. And if you sense that they are further indicting your people, you're going to have to stand up and say, no, I don't think so. You can't pay me enough. And that's what you're going to have to do. You and Oprah both, you have to set the example. You're the ones that are out front that God has chosen. And you cannot just sit there and act like you are accountable for your actions. And people are going to wonder, what kind of Black gal are you? What kind of Black woman are you that you would go against your own people to destroy them? So let's not take the pitchfork and stab our own people. Because in stabbing our own people, we're stabbing ourselves. And when they go down, we go down with them. When we hurt and ache, that individual, Bill King, will hurt and ache too. We are to sound our trumpets with one voice and one mindset and one vision. We cannot be divided in our vision or our mindset. And we have to understand that all of this is a stage that's been set, and we're being tested. This isn't the real world. We've got to go on to the real world. Death will be the real world. This is a temporal world, and what you do down here will definitely affect you in the place that you make the transition. So we want to make our bed soft so that we don't have to lay in a hard bed So there is another plane that we must go to, and we must transition ourselves to a higher plane and one that is not on this plane. The people here are doing devilish things on this earth plane, and we don't want to be a part of it. We want to be a part of someone that has EYPELU, good character and good conduct. And when we practice good conduct, we don't have to worry about how we look to other people. Just do the right thing. Stay tuned. Like to welcome each and every one of you and ask you to please give us your opinion. What do you think of this Gayle King lynching? Is this a high-tech lynching? Are they going after her without cause? And did she use poor taste in that interview tactic that she did with Lisa Leslie? And how could she have changed her path of how she was interviewing? And did she know better? Being a seasoned broadcaster, I'm sure she knew better, but our phone lines are open at 760-539-3247. And you can call in. You can call in. Let's see who's here in the room with me in Facebook. Jerry, you can call in. Sonia, you can call in. And Sean, you can call in. Who else is here? Dee, you can call in. That phone line is open for you to call in now. You can express yourself. Express yourself. You can call in at 760. Thank you.